Hey Pops, welcome to the podcast. Do you remember anything that your grandfather told you about World War One?
Yes, Kate, I do. My grandfather, his name was Franklin Bayron Hurst, and he fought in World War One, and he was in the army. But I remember one time I asked him, I said, I called him Pap. That's what we called him. His name was Pap. So I said, Pap, did you ever fly on a plane when you went over there? He said, no, said I kept my shirt tail straight. And I said, I couldn't figure out why he said that. It took me a long time. He never said anything else. He went on to the next thing, and finally it hit me what he was talking about. You know, he went across the Atlantic on a big boat. So back in those days, when you flew in a plane, it was an open air airplane. You know, you'd be sitting in the front seat and the back seat, and you'd just be out there wearing goggles, and you'd be in the wind. And so, when he said, "Kept my shirt tail straight," well, he meant, well, if you flew in a plane, his shirt tail would be flapping out the back of the plane. But it took me a long time to figure out what he meant. But then he told me about when he was over there, he worked in the ammunition line, getting ammunition to the tanks and the artillery guns and that, and bringing supplies to the line. That was his big thing to do. And then he told me about, there was this famous French pilot, you know, that was the most famous pilot over there in Europe. He was from France, and he had shot down so many enemy airplanes and everything. And finally, the day came, and his plane got shot, and he knew it was going to go down. So he didn't have a parachute, so he just jumped out of the plane. So that when he kind of hit the ground, I mean, that the people could find his body and they could, you know, have the cemetery and talk about all the planes he shot down. But he said when he buried up in the ground when he hit it, they had to dig him out. You know, he buried up in the mud so far. But it's mostly things like that that he could remember, how that the fighter pilots, when they were out there practicing before they would go on a bombing run or a machine gun run, you know, they'd dip down and dive down toward people like my grandfather and try to scare them to death and all. My grandfather was a character, so he told a lot of tales like that. But he always talked about how cold it was over there for the time he was over there in service. You know, like the froze to death, but you know, it was just a great day when they finally won the war and they got to come home.
Yeah. Well, do you know where we originated from?
Well, our people, I think, are from, they're Irish in descent, and maybe some Scotland and Irish is where more of our people came from.
Do you think there's any like Indian blood in running through us?
Well, your mama, I mean your grandmother, Nana, they used to call her Papoose when she was a baby, so that's what Indians call their little babies, Papoose. But I think we got a little bit of Indian blood in us on my grandfather's side that I was just talking about. I think we've got a little bit of Indian blood from that side of the family.
How did you and Nana meet?
Well, the first time I ever met Nana or saw her, she was cheering for a high school football game. She was a junior in high school and I was a senior. And it was a spring game for And I had already played my last game that fall, and I was running the chains, you know, for the Spring Jamboree. And she was from Springville, and I was from Ashland. So I was on the Springville sideline running the chains. And I looked down, and I noticed, I didn't know who she was, but I noticed there was a grasshopper on her leg. And I said, "Hey, you got a grasshopper on your leg." And by the time she heard me say that and looked down, the grasshopper had already jumped off, and she looked at me like I was crazy. And that was the first time we ever met.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Although my sister, who died in the year 2000, when she was 47 years old, but she was married to Randy Farmer, who was the brother of Coach Raymond Farmer, who coached at Ashville and Etowah and Springville. And Raymond Farmer head football coach at Springville when Nana was coming through school, and she told Nana that there was a great guy in Ashville that he thought that me and her would make a good couple. So word got to me that he had told her that, and I asked, "Did I want to talk to her or call?" And I said, "Yeah, sure." So I gave her a call after I found that out, and then she said she'd go out on a date with me. So we went out on a date, and as they say, the rest is history.
Okay, I have one last question for you. I remember you telling me that you have an ASHA interception record.
That's right.
Would you like to tell me about that?
Yeah. In 1974, I believe, I intercepted four passes when I was playing football. And that was back in a time when they didn't throw it all over the field like they do now. They might throw seven or eight passes a game, and I intercepted four, which was a record for a while, and then somebody intercepted five. And nowadays, people throw it so much, there's a lot of people in there. But my name's still in the state record book as, you know, on the list of most interceptions in a game. My name's still in there. Tom Sanders, four interceptions against St. Clair County High School, 1974.
Well, thank you, Pops, for talking to me. I enjoyed it.
Well, I enjoyed it, too. It was an absolute honor.
I might get you back on here sometime soon.
Why, sure. What do you call this, Cage Corner?
I'm gonna end it here.
Arcade Country.